all this week. Kid Craddock in the Morning is in Hollywood on our family vacation.
And we want to send you here, too.
You and a friend in L.A. to hang out at one of Kinsey's cool California concerts featuring Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Pink, and One Direction. Just listen for Kinsey to announce the word of the day each weekday morning. Enter the word on KidNation.com and tell us the concert you want to win.
Kinsey's Cool California Concerts
with Kid Craddock in the Morning.
California!
Yeah, buddy!
Here we are on our family vacation. Last year, London. Year before that, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Year before that and year before that, Naples. And now, for the first time ever, the whole week together as a show, living in the same house in Beverly Hills, high up in the hills, and it's our family vacation, and this is, what a house, wow.
Yeah, calling this a house is an understatement. This house has like 6 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms.
My budget for the week was $900. I still don't know how we got this.
How do we have 7 bathrooms, and yet my room has no bathroom?
I'm thinking JC hooked this up with some of his friends in the Mexican drug cartel or something, because there's no way we can get this house for $900 a week.
If he hooked it up, he got the short end of the stick.
Well, I did, because I'm giving
He has no closet, no bathroom, no TV.
No privacy.
Well, and a short stick.
I was changing, I was naked, and then I see everybody down here, and somebody almost saw my thing.
Well, you know what? That's why you work out, so shut up.
Well, you don't work out your thing.
How do you know when I work out? All right. Maybe, judging from my body, maybe that's all I work out. All right. So here we are on the show, and last night, I went out to Venice, California. Okay. How far is that from here? Like 40 miles, something like that.
Yeah, about 40 minutes or 3 hours.
Yeah.
No, everything's
40 miles or 6 hours.
No, everything's 8 miles. It takes 45 minutes at least.
I left here at 6:10. I got to Venice at 7:40. And I didn't miss a turn. Jeez. I mean, that's an hour and a half.
Okay, in all fairness, I did see you at the top of our street.
Yeah.
When I was coming back from my run.
Yeah.
And you were parked in the middle of the road on your phone.
I was trying to program in the GPS.
Yeah, you got to do it before you get out on the main road.
Yeah. So anyway, so what I did was I went to meet up with my friend Joe from the Fray, who just got engaged to
somebody from Vampire Diaries.
Candace, from Vampire Diaries. So he's the only guy I know at this whole thing, but he introduces me around. And first of all,
it's a party. It's not just dinner with
him. It was a dinner for 12, apparently, and just a hang, though, you know? Everybody's drinking, having fun and stuff. It was really, really fun. And everybody there is freaking beautiful. Mm-hmm. Every person there. First of all, like the entire cast of Vampire Diaries is there.
You met Nina DeBroff?
This is a Vampire Diaries party?
I don't know who they are. It's one girl after another that's even more stunningly beautiful than the one before.
Who didn't invite me? I love
Vampire Diaries. How did you get invited to the pretty people party?
I don't know. Something went terribly wrong and they let me in. And you know what?
Selfish.
I was saying this outside to some people here at the house. I was saying it outside. That I always want, when I meet people that are really good looking, I want them to be either A, stupid, B, mean, C,
crazy.
Gay.
Crazy.
Or gay.
Or four, gay.
Yeah.
One of the four, because then I'll feel better about myself. These people, not the gay, nothing wrong with gay, but at least with gay.
you just think any guy that's better looking than you.
Right. Makes me feel better if I think that he's gay, because then we're not after the same thing.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So these people were none of those things. They were all just nice and loving and accepting, even to the point where when Joe had to go home and take his daughters home, I'm there left with no one that I know.
Okay.
Not one person. And I stayed another 2 hours and had the best time ever.
Really?
Yeah. And I think I'm with this guy who's like a independent writer, and another guy makes cool dog collars. That was a job. He makes
cool dog collars.
Yeah, he makes with his own hands a leather, and then he'll personalize them, and they sell for like $200-$300 a piece. It's California, you guys. You can get that.
Yeah.
And then of course a bunch of actors, you know, but not all of them on Vampire Diaries. One of the guys I talked to, his name's Tanner. Don't know his last name, but he was on a show. He's in a show now called Parenthood.
If your name's Tanner, you really don't need a last name.
And Tanner, not only does Tanner look like a really young Rob Lowe, you know, like absolutely perfect face structure, and
chiseled.
You just look at him and you're like,
the bone structure.
Yeah, I said, you're a model. He's like, well, I'm a model who's now an actor. You know, that's what I do now. It turns out he's from Canada.
Okay.
So of course he's nice.
Yeah.
And you don't expect that. And I'm like, That's almost better than a hot girl talking to me. A good-looking dude who accepts me, even though I'm probably killing his game. You know?
Yeah.
And I was still able to sit and talk with him. So that was cool.
Did he know that you were a super famous radio DJ?
No.
You're a regional
radio
star.
One, I'm not. And two, no, he didn't. He just introduced me as his Joe introduced me as his friend.
Well, at least if a hot girl came over to talk to you or talk to Tanner while you were. Well, I'm just saying, if one came to talk to him while you were there, he didn't have to worry about you taking his woman.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I was completely harmless to him.
Yeah, you're no threat.
You'd be a good wingman.
So while I was there, one person told me the most ridiculous proposal story, because that was the occasion, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I got to hear a bunch of different stories from the married people of how they proposed.
Yeah.
One particular story, and it just happened, is about the most outrageously great proposal story I've ever heard in my life.
Do tell.
I can't remember it. But anyway, so I had a great time last night.
Come on.
I'm going to tell it. Okay. So this guy decides he's going to propose to his girl after a couple of years. And they're going to go together on their first trip to Europe.
All right.
And I have to kind of disguise things here. So let's say Paris.
Okay.
Okay. So they go to Paris.
Because we'll all figure it out if they say Italy.
No, I didn't get permission from the person that told this story. And even though they're not, like, real famous, I just feel like it'd be better to ask.
Okay. All right.
So they go to Paris. But before they go to Paris, this guy, we'll call him Ed. Ed goes to a photo booth. And in the photo booth, he sits down and he's cut out letters, huge letters that spell out, "Will you marry me?" one letter at a time.
Oh, that's a lot of pictures.
Oh, my gosh. WILLYO.
Exactly.
Thinking about how much it's going to cost.
Exactly.
Well, you only need one 14. L, Kelly, because it's just an L.
So 14 pictures?
So, like, I don't know how many photos are on each strip. Let's say there's
four.
Like, are there not?
I think there's usually four.
Okay, this looked like more, maybe six or seven. I don't know. But so he would take, you know, the first ones, and then that would pop out, and that would be the first strip. And the second strip would be the rest of the words. And then in between each word, after the word was completed, was a personal picture of the two of them together.
Oh, nice.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he edited that in.
Yeah.
Okay. So now he's got this "Will You Marry Me" that's come out in four perfect photo strips.
Okay.
Okay. So they go to Paris, and he gets with the concierge at the hotel and says, "I want to rent a photo booth." They said, okay. After many hours of trying, they finally figure it out. He researches it online. He finds out somebody that rents. So he gets a photo booth, and they just randomly place it about a block from the hotel on a street corner.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he leaves the hotel with her. They go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And on their walk back, we're going to stop at the photo booth. This is his plan.
Okay.
We're going to stop at the photo booth. He's got the ring in his pocket. Okay? They're going to take the pictures. You see where it's going.
I see where it's going.
All right. Wrinkle number one, because no plan, you know, the best laid plans, right?
Yeah.
So they're walking through the streets of Paris. Couldn't be more romantic. And she's cold. "Can I have your jacket?"
The ring's in the jacket.
The diamond ring is in the box.
Oh, no.
Bulky, in the pocket of the jacket.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do. He can't take it out. So he just leaves it in there, and he drapes the jacket over and hopes she doesn't figure it out, and she doesn't. So now they turn the corner, and there it is.
Nobody stole the photo booth.
Someone's probably in it.
The photo booth is there. There's someone in it, and there's a line of people. There's a line of Asian people waiting to take photos. There's like 30 Asian people in line.
No.
Waiting to take photos.
He should have put an out-of-service sign on it or something.
Maybe. Or had a security guard.
Something.
So he said it was fine because he took that time to just, he said he's sweating bullets. He's just like.
But she's cold.
Yeah. And he got his jacket back. He said, "I want the jacket so I can have it in the picture."
Yeah.
Right? So she's all excited about having the photo booth experience.
Every girl loves a photo booth.
Uh-huh, that's true.
That's a given.
She's young and in love in Paris, you know, and it's so cool that there's a photo booth right here. It's worth the wait. Let's do it. So this person, Ed, has also hired a band of four people playing guitars, and one of them had a harp. And when they're in the photo booth taking the pictures, he wanted the band to start playing. Not just start playing, but start playing her favorite song of all time.
Which is?
"Dreams" by Fleetwood Mac.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the band is waiting. Ed walks over and tells one of the band guys, "Hey, put an out-of-order sign on the photo booth." So he walks around the side, puts the out of order sign, and tells all the Asian people as best he can in whatever language that the photo booth
time
is now closed.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's time for she and him to get into the photo booth, which they do. And as they're taking the pictures in the photo booth, the band starts playing.
Oh, nice.
And she's going,
what?
Hold on a minute. We're in Paris, and we're in a photo booth.
How cool is that?
And all of a sudden, the minute we sit, and all these people disappeared. They were all here in line. Now they all disappeared, and we're sitting here in a photo booth, and a band is playing my favorite song of all time.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Now, this is what we found. She's there with me telling the story. You know, she's telling me the story, and so is he, same time. So that's what she was thinking in her head. So they take the pictures one by one. They go outside the photo booth when they're done, and the band is playing, and my friend Ed says, let's dance. And they just start to dance out there to the music.
So it's like a Bachelor episode.
And then she's like, what about the pictures? What about the pictures? Well, when she had turned around, Ed had taken the four perfect photo strips that he had already made and shoved them into the machine where it looked like they just dropped out.
Right.
And he goes, oh, the pictures are ready. And she takes them out one by one and reads them. And they say, will you marry me? How great
is that? What a stud.
So wow. Elaborate it makes.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice. And then she said,
You know what single girls love hearing? Other girls' proposal stories that are really over the top and romantic.
I'm
sharing.
I'm sorry.
That's a really cool story.
Yeah, it's great.
The ingenuity of that and the time and effort and planning that went into that.
Yeah.
Compare that to Big Al's, you know, when he's singing Where Did You Pee?
Yeah, he bought some bench from Home Depot.
I went and bought a bench and built it and took it to the park.
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me? Made a song.
Yeah. But you know what? The better the proposal, I bet the better the chance that marriage is going to last.
You think so?
Yeah.
No.
You're just being all cynical, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to end up being like, hey, you want to get married? All right.
That's how it's going to be?
Probably.
Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of sad, isn't
it? No, I'm all right with it.
Okay.
I don't. It's not a big deal.
I feel like you guys didn't like my story now.
Stories like that, though. Stories like that make girls
angry.
Like disappointed with their own proposal and guys be like, shoot.
Yeah, we gotta raise the bar now. If our girl heard that story, then there's pressure on us.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, how do you ever top that?
Right, and how do I get a mariachi band in Paris?
It shouldn't be about topping it. It should be about if that was what mattered to her.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If she loved Paris and loved that song and loved photo booths, then that's perfect.
Yeah, really, really cool.
Yeah.
All right, and just one other quick one. One of the guys there.
Don't tell another romantic story. Come over there and cut you or kick you, one or the other.
Next to the guy who made the leather dog collars is a guy who is a psychologist. And I don't know if he's even with this group, but he's become part of that group that night. You know, it's like everybody's just hanging out together.
Wait, he plays a psychologist on a show?
No, he's an actual psychologist. And I'm sitting at the table, my phone's out. And he goes, I can tell a lot about you from just your smartphone. I said, what do you mean? He goes, all right, here's what I would say about you, that you're open-hearted, you take chances, you're a little bit reckless sometimes, but you're an honest and open person with your you wear your heart on your sleeve.
How do you get that from your phone?
I said, how do you know all that? He goes, because you have an iPhone and it's naked, and the fact that you don't have a case on an iPhone means you're either an idiot or you're an optimist,
right?
Because you're gonna drop it and crack it. And he said he can actually, he told me several other things that he uses to deduce who people are when they first
like
come to see him.
Well, that's like reading your horoscope.
Yeah.
I mean, a million people don't have an iPhone case, and that doesn't make them open-hearted.
But if somebody walks into his office for therapy for the first time, he can make snap blink decisions about the type of sunglasses that they're wearing.
He can also make incorrect decisions.
They might be.
You can't judge a book by its cover, Kid Craddock.
They might be incorrect.
Or an iPhone by its lack of a cover.
I just thought it was fascinating. And then the pictures popped out, and they said, will you marry me? I don't know if you caught that part.
Yeah, that
was a pretty good part.
Pretty good part.
Had a great time. That was really, really a lot of fun.
Thanks for the invitation. Yeah. Did you get an invitation from Kid?
I am not going to complain about that because sometimes people need their private alone time.
Yeah. And I didn't know that this was going to be a huge party. I thought it was just going to be me and Joe and I would meet his fiance.
Right, right, right.
But it turned out he's like, a lot of other people are coming. So
it's all good. I was working on my kick-ass Adam Sandler impression.
Well, that was time well spent, my friend.
Uh-huh. You'll see. You'll see.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
On our family vacation, live from the hills Beverly Hills, maybe. Hollywood Hills, could be. I don't know. The hills.
The hills.
We're somewhere in Southern California in a canyon somewhere.
It is 90210. I do know that is our zip code for sure.
You can watch the show, by the way, on KIDTV.com, KIDDTV.com, and you can see our beautiful backdrop here. I mean, how far down is that drop, you think,
guys? I don't know.
A million feet.
Would that be like maybe 2,000 feet down or something? I mean, it's a lot.
I don't know. Treacherous.
Maybe we should get Big Al Walinda to go across it.
No, not me.
Straddle that line.
It's going to be very interesting as you watch Kid TV to watch me gradually progress from pink to bright red.
Yeah, and we think it'd be super cool if you went on a cool California vacation, too, and that's why we're doing Kinsey's cool California mom word of the day, and I believe she's ready to go now. Oh.
California.
Jesse.
Hey.
What the hell?
What's going on?
Where are you?
Still in LA.
It's Wednesday, and you're still not home. You told me you would be home on Monday.
I'm sorry.
That was, let's see, today's Wednesday. That was 5 days ago. You said you would be home.
Wow. No.
Give her a calendar.
Kinsey, you love it. It's so sunny.
I hate that you're cheating on me with California.
I'm not hooking up with California.
Well, Kenzie, I'm going to tell you something. He is cheating on you with California.
I know he is. And
I got your back, girl.
And JC, because of your unfaithfidelity, I have made a decision. I changed my mind. I will have a baby with Justin Bieber. I will.
Wow. Go ahead.
So did you go ask him last night? You said you would. Did you ask him?
I didn't really get to talk to him personally.
I thought you were a big star because that's why you had to go to California because it's such a big star. You go talk to Justin Bieber. Oh, we're going to talk to Justin Bieber. So we're going to compare muscles. That's what you told me.
Breaking news. Apparently I'm not a big celebrity star.
Oh.
So. No Justin Bieber for you or me.
No Bieber, baby.
No.
Bubba, bubba.
No. And you can't get pregnant due to you being pregnant right now.
I'll be the first one ever to do it. I bet Justin can do it. I bet you can be pregnant already and he can make me pregnant again.
Justin can do anything.
No.
It'd be like a car with the paparazzi behind it. One baby comes out, here comes the second one, and it's a Bieber bubble.
It's a what?
A Bieber bubble.
Bieber baby.
I will never have Bieber babies with you, Jesse. I only have Bieber babies with Justin Bieber.
Well, yeah, because he's okay.
You ready for the cool California mom cool word of the day?
Sure.
How about the word?
Stupid word of the day thing you're making me do, not paying me anything. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Today's word, the definition of today's word, it's like, you know, sometimes like when you go out, you wear a tank top, you know, and you don't got no bra on, you know. Jenna kind of inspired this.
Yes.
Yeah, you go out, you ain't got no bra on, you know, and you got your side boob out, you know, and then it's the shirt slides over and all of a sudden you're showing more than you want to show.
Yeah.
Today's word is slide boob.
Slag boob?
Slide boob.
Oh, slide boob.
Slide boob.
But speak English or listen to English.
Slide boob.
You're telling us? You're inventing words?
Well, how is that different than side boob?
It's got an L in it.
Wow.
Dude.
There it is.
Go to school.
Ask
slide boob.
Slide boob.
Today's word is slide boob.
Slide
it.
What you need to do now is go on face the Kid Nation to the book.com on the Twitter feed.
Say the website.
And just go on there with the Wikipedia and find out how to win a contest and a six-pack of Diet Coke.
KidNation.com.
I don't know the contest. What's the stupid contest?
You go to KidNation.com.
Why?
You enter the word
in.
You're asking me why. I'm telling you why.
To win a trip.
So you could win a trip out to California to watch a cool concert.
I can win a trip.
No, you can't.
This
is the greatest day of my life.
I can't
believe it. I'm going to California, you guys.
No, Kenny.
Not you.
What?
Somebody will.
What do you mean?
Somebody's going to get to watch One Direction or Selena Gomez or Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love all those.
Pink.
Pink.
Kenzie, because you're married to JC, it ruins everything. You can't win any of our prizes.
I can't live without my people, baby.
We are going to have four winners. So four people are going to get to come out here and do that. So
it's not you.
So all you're saying is go online to go to the webnet.facebook.kidnation.com and put in the word slide boob.
There you go.
That's
today's word.
Then you can go back and eat crackers with mustard on them. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. This is Big Kids live from not in California.
Yep.
Right.
Wow.
All right.
And I hate all of you.
Kenzie's losing
love it. Love you, Kenzie.
Well, I hate you because you're in California.
Yeah. Losing it. She's
but you're prettier than me.
Well, that's you know what that is.
What?
Obvious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
California.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Enjoy the pool.
You
God. Dying out here. Leave me in the heat. but I'm pregnant. I hate JC so much. Am I done?
No, you're done. Hang up the phone. Now, bye.
Can I sing the shoes off?
No.
Shoes.
Hang up the phone, kid.
Oh, my God.
Hang
shoes.
Up. Hang up.
All right.
Everybody, shoes.
Shoes.
Hang you're up. Hijacking
oh
the
God.
Show again.
Shoes.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Shoes.
Yeah. These shoes
oh
suck.
Shoes.
Yeah.
All right.
These kids. Shoes rule.
Let's get some shoes. Come on. Let's get some shoes. Yeah. Let's get some shoes.
Can you be a man and take care of your woman here?
If your husband's cheating on you in California, go get some shoes.
Yeah.
California cheater.
Oh my God,
bye.
Oh my God, Kinsey, go.
California cheater. Cool. California right. cheater. That's a song by the mamas and the daddies.
Maybe if we just get quiet.
You know that song by the mamas and the daddies?
I've never heard of that
the
band,
mamas
neither
and the
have
papas.
You.
California cheating.
Be quiet, she'll think we left.
I'm just a summer day, baby, baby. Bye. See you. You guys still live? Hey, you want to hear my old Russell impression? Hello?
Actually, I would love to hear your own
Russell
impression.
Oh, Jesse! We almost hung up!
Oh, good, you're still there! Jesse, what the hell, where are you?
Hey,
I'm really intrigued!
I just don't understand why you went to California and didn't bring me!
We've been through this.
Not that Wilson impersonation.
We've been through this.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
And you'll never get to hear it now, see? She was just fooling you.
You hang up first.
It was a trick.
All right.
Okay,
you hang up first. Don't hang up! You hang up first. Okay. I can't hang up first.
All right, bye.
Because I love you too much. I can't hang up first. I'm going to have your baby.
Click.
Wow, we finally found something Big Al's good at.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Live from the Hollywood Hills on our family vacation 2013. It's the Wednesday edition of Kid Craddock in the morning. And we are now at the moment that you have all been looking forward to and we have all been dreading.
Oh, my gosh. I hope no one's looking forward to this because I hate to disappoint.
It's when five people, and I hope this, I don't mean this with any disrespect, but it's when five people with virtually no impression talent whatsoever collectively attempt to impersonate people that we've never impersonated before.
Yeah.
It's not about perfecting. It's about attempting, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. It's about sucking less than someone else.
It's just about the effort.
It's about not coming in last.
We'll get you an effort badge if you do bad.
I love the effort.
Yeah.
Because there might not be a winner, but there's definitely going to be a loser.
Now, Big Al, who are you going to be doing?
Adam Sandler.
All right. Kelly?
I regret to say Ellen DeGeneres.
Excellent. I'll be doing Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Badly.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've always wanted to impersonate Owen Wilson so badly, and now I'm doing it so badly. And JC?
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mexican Matthew? Or?
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm going to do white boy Matthew.
And Jenna?
I'm doing Lady Gaga.
Okay. Boy, how many times have I said that? All right. So, we'll draw straws, virtual straws, to see who goes first. Would anybody like to volunteer to go first?
No.
Basically, just
I'll get it over with. I don't care.
A quick 20-second monologue.
I'll get it over with.
And Kelly, yesterday, if you missed it, she urged you to only vote for her if you think she's the best. She doesn't
Did
want.
Did I really say that?
She doesn't want these popularity votes anymore.
I don't remember saying that.
She said
sympathy vote.
She said that it would actually offender. cheapen her victory.
Did I really say that out loud?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, if you
on the air.
Kelly said on the air, if you vote for me and I'm not the best in your heart, then you've cheapened the whole contest.
Everything.
I was so impressed by that, Kelly.
Truth.
Was I sober at the time?
You said that last night.
I don't know. I can't tell if you're telling the truth or not, because I don't remember saying that out loud.
Why did you choose Ellen DeGeneres?
Because I wanted you to really believe that I tried.
Okay.
You know, so I picked something that was really, as I have found out, impossible for me to do.
Oh,
you don't
no.
hear a lot of people doing an Ellen DeGeneres impression.
Kid,
yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Last night, I went through several of her stand-up routines.
Yeah.
And then I
watched
her.
Did you do the one with God's on the Phone?
I listened to that one,
yeah,
yes.
That's great.
That was her first appearance on Johnny Carson, by the way.
Did you watch
the
one where she does the tripping bit, where she's like, you trip and you take off running?
Didn't see the tripping one. But the only person I found that does an Ellen DeGeneres impersonation is one lady on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
She's good at it.
And she's pretty good at it.
Yeah. Ellen had her on her show, and they did the thing where she came out dressed
Kate
like
McKinnon,
her.
Kate McKinnon, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was
so
great.
I thought
Are you as good as her?
Well, no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
See, Kate has a few things going for her when she does the impression.
Now, Kelly, you know that we're all doing in this break, so we kind of have to
get
to it.
She can wear a wig, and that helps. She dresses like her, and, you know, she dances like her.
Enough pandering.
That doesn't help with the voice.
All right.
I'm really nervous, but I want to just rip the Band-Aid off and get it over with.
I think my eyes are watering up a little bit. I know. Not for you,
let me
for
get,
me.
Let me get
I'm tearing
back.
Up myself.
I'm excited.
All right.
All right, and now.
I'm Ellen.
Ladies
I'm
and gentlemen, Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm Ellen. Okay, well, this isn't going to be good.
I'm Ellen.
All right, okay.
I'm not going to even laugh at you because.
You know, who doesn't love a nap, huh? Right? Oh, I love a nap. Because, you know, it's 20 minutes long and. You don't have to take any of your clothes off, which is exactly how my agent described my first audition.
Right.
Oh, what a liar. I got the part, though, so that's all right. Oh, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Yay! It actually, Kelly, you
so
started.
So bad.
You started off super strong, and then you got
fell
nervous
apart.
And failed. No, yeah. you were starting strong, though.
Oh, she's, oh, God.
Yeah,
you okay, were, I'll work on it some more.
Yeah.
Today was just the taste.
Yeah, today's the practice. You started strong. If you maintain your strongness.
See, since we're in Hollywood, we decided that we could say we're having all these stars in, and then we'll just do impressions of them. Cause
but nobody, we don't, yeah.
can't do
well,
them.
You know.
Yeah, but we don't do
yeah.
impressions. That's
no,
the you know, that's the wrinkle. That's the wrinkle.
And
speaking
and
of wrinkles.
And that's the joke.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I got it over with.
All
now
right.
I'm going to sit back and laugh at y'all.
All right. We'll save the best for last. So, Al, you hold on there for a minute.
I'm going to tell you, next to me, Al has put. I know that Al and I worked on it last night.
We did.
And
I did.
Today.
We did.
And I don't know if y'all are going to be honest or not, but we both. We sat in our rooms with our headphones on. We were
Kelly,
we were
Kelly,
pathetic.
Don't oversell.
I was
don't,
out there.
Don't oversell.
We
Kelly.
I'm
Kelly,
just trying to say we put forth the
we
effort.
Did, did.
I was out in Venice Beach getting drunk.
I know.
I was at Justin Bieber's
Two
concert.
2 minutes before we go on the air this morning, kids like, I haven't even practiced yet.
I'm trying to
what?
Think of what I even no. want to say in a minute.
Jenna well, literally just pulled up
Jenna,
her laptop.
I just pulled up some Gaga
your
quotes.
Minutes, your minute's up.
I'm
you're
going
on.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this with no rehearsal? Are you being honest?
I swear.
In the first
oh,
ever
Jenna.
Kid Craddock in the Morning, gosh. Live from Hollywood impression contest.
I haven't even practiced.
And you do not give.
I'm gonna tell you, this is
she's
going to
be the
evil
she'll
twist.
Be the best
she's
one.
She's going to do great.
No,
dude,
I'm not.
I
didn't.
Sick.
I really would have loved Jenna, to practice for
I'm
a
not
second.
Joking. Before we went on yeah. the air, Jenna looked at me and goes, so should I just do a bunch of random lines?
Yeah. Awesome.
Jenna. Oh, I got it. I'm going to personalize it on the fly.
All right. Throw in some Lady Gaga music here to get Jenna in the mood.
If this is great, I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, yeah. And here we go. She was born this way. It's Jenna as Lady Gaga.
Oh, hi, fans. Can you smell me? I love my fans. I know my little monsters want my smell. That's why I'm bleeding for you. I...
Ew.
Hold on. There's blood on the ivories. I'm bleeding on my piano for my fans. Is Big Al there?
I'm here, baby.
Al.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on, let me find my line.
TikTok points.
know,
line.
Line. Line.
Al.
Yes, baby.
You know being gay is like glitter.
It recently became an old Jewish one.
It never goes away.
Okay. Thanks for the enlightenment.
Take my picture, Hollywood!
There she is.
There you go. I should have practiced that. Well, she kind of is an old Jewish woman, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do I get points for participating in hers?
You should.
You're a good participator, Al. You always
you.
Have been.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Kids
I love how Kelly's criticizing mine the second I'm done.
Criticize.
I didn't criticize yours at all. You sound like
criticize.
An old Jewish woman.
I said you went into old Jewish woman just then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Oh, God.
Born and raised in Dallas, Texas.
Is Kid stressing?
Is that a crooked nose that just walked into the room?
A member of the Wilson clan.
I mean, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I mean, I was thinking it was a good idea.
Owen Wilson, everybody.
Let us know when you start.
I see all your fresh-faced kidlets sitting there in your neat little rows, and you're all just pods, like waiting for your instructions. Now, some of you are going to get zapped right away and be 15-year-old prodigies, you know, little midget Olympic gymnasts with their pictures on cereal boxes. Some of you will go into college. Some of you find your rhythm there and then go chase down the titans of industry or maybe straighten out all our problems at the UN. That's it. I'm done. Thanks.
Saved by the airplane.
By the police helicopter. Yeah.
Bieber.
Care flight is coming in for you, dog.
Now Bieber's racing helicopters around the neighborhood.
That's a little twist.
Dang it. What's next? Blimps? Oh. Hey, let me introduce. Hey, guys. Can I introduce a friend of mine?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, oh my God, we've known each other forever.
All right.
There's Mexican Matthew McConaughey.
Man. You take your shirt off.
It's the same bull crap they try to pull my day. If it ain't the piece of paper, there's some other choice they're trying to make for you. You got to do what Randall Pink Floyd wants to do, man. Let me tell you this. The older you get, the more rules they're going to try to get you to follow. You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
All right. Yeah.
Wow. Morgan Freeman, everybody.
Oh, my God. That was so good. You're the reason I became an actor.
Al, did you just say Morgan Freeman?
Wow.
I'm going to demolish your...
That's all he's got, JC. Let him have it.
You want freedom?
That's right. Al still has to go.
All right.
Let Al have
Didn't
that.
Didn't I already go?
And now... Ladies and gentlemen.
Al, I love you.
I
want
too.
You to know that because I know how much work you put into this.
Yeah, right.
I
we keep hearing about
the
all the work.
Next to him.
Oh, you think effort's going to get you a win here?
I stay in the room next to him. I know what he's been up to.
Well, sucking is sucking, whether it's whether it's studied sucking or no
said.
Studied sucking.
I mean, you better be good if you're going to talk crap to me.
I believe in getting a participation sticker.
I'm
I can't believe
you.
I think I heard from this side of the room. Tell me when you start. Even though I'd already started. So, okay, Miss Critical, let's see how your best friend Big Al does with all his studying.
Because he tried. Hush up.
Okay.
You may know.
Who are you doing, Al?
Shut up.
Who are you doing?
You'll
Adam
know.
Sand- oh.
You'll know.
Oh, we won't
oh,
know.
We'll know.
Here's Big Al as the great Adam Sandler.
Probably going to sound like Homer Simpson, though.
You may know me from one of my plethora of movies. There was that kooky one, that's my boy. I wasn't that other kooky one, that Jack and Jill. Then there was that other kooky one, that Happy Gilmore. That's where I kicked Bob Barker's ass. The price is wrong, bitch! So I know what you're undoubtedly asking yourself about me. What's next for Adam Sandler? Don't answer it. That's what they call a rhetorical. I want to talk to you this morning about my new movie that's coming out in a couple of weeks called Grown Ups 2.
All right.
This is a movie
there
where...
There you go. All right, we're good.
Oh, yeah. I have one
Let
more line.
Keep going. Let him keep going.
Oh, all right. All right.
Come on, Mike Tyson.
I want to talk to you this morning about my new movie that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Is it called Baby Talk?
Called Grown Ups 2. This is a movie where I really expand and show you my acting skills.
That's not bad.
Kelly.
Are you kidding me?
That's not bad.
In a role that I've never played
before.
You can
tell what he's trying to do.
If he didn't say the words, this is Adam Sandler, would there be any way that anyone ever, anywhere would
know
that was it?
Doesn't Tyson have a little lisp?
I'm not doing Tyson.
Yeah.
I feel like that's your baby talking with your girlfriend in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I bid you all a fond to do.
Hey, Dr. Girlfriend.
Hey, Dr. Girlfriend.
Can I have some love?
Hey, Dr. Girlfriend, will you suck
my
toe?
That was my Adam Sandler.
Love to eat turkey.
Love to
eat
turkey.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
All right. That's just a preview.
A preview?
That's not it.
Maybe that was
we
it.
We have to do more?
Maybe that should just be it, and then you guys vote.
I have to not work another day?
I think.
Can we have Dominique just put the voting thing up there today?
Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. That way we don't...
Wait, why would we torture everybody?
No, we shouldn't.
No,
we shouldn't torture them any longer.
No.
So
we're losing sponsors. So, we just got canceled by the Food Network.
Oh, my God.
Are we gonna bring up what the punishment is again since we kind of tabled it?
There's no punishment needed.
The punishment was having to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
All right, because I came up with one, but we cannot...
No.
Kelly actually came up with a good one.
Kelly,
you guys are
based on what we just heard, I wouldn't come up with a punishment.
I'm completely fine with that.
You guys would be...
You don't feel good, huh, kid?
You guys would be surprised.
Oh, no, I'm saying if I were Kelly, I wouldn't come up with the punishment.
Oh, because she sucked the most.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, thanks for thinking that.
I was a little joke that we all sucked equally as well.
Oh, we did pretty good.
Can't we all just get along here?
Who's that?
When does JC ever do anything that he doesn't think he did great?
I know.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man.
Yeah.
I get older.
They stay the same.
They stay the same age.
Hey, you want to have a McConaughey off?
Yeah, man.
All right, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Did Matthew McConaughey ever impersonate you?
Wow.
I win. Call Lance Armstrong. Game over.
Beef.
What's that have to do with sounding like?
I mean, Matthew McConaughey is becoming the Christopher Walken. Everybody can do
totally. Yeah.
Everybody can do Matthew McConaughey.
It's like
doing
Bill
Clinton.
It's like doing Bill Clinton. Yeah.
That was the easy choice, JC.
I'm going to thrust.
Thrust what? What you going to thrust?
Beef.
It's for dinner.
Al, real quick, you haven't practiced 1 minute. Do Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, you know what they say about college girls.
See?
Slow.
That's horrible. You sound like a creepy guy
in
prison.
Shut up.
Oh, my God, that sounded just like Adam Sandler.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Here at Kid Craddock in the Morning, we're family, and families vacation together. At least this one does, once a year. We all live in the same house like some evil science experiment and see what happens. And what's happened is it's been great so far. I mean, we're in California. We're in this beautiful house. And we happen to be here when there's a lot going on in L.A., including last night's Justin Bieber concert.
Yeah.
And JC was on the scene. How was it backstage?
It was, I'm sure it was fun.
So you meet little
I mean, wasn't Justin Bieber on our show like before he was ever famous and stayed for an entire week?
Yep.
Didn't Usher ask us to put Justin on for a week so
wait, don't you have Justin Bieber's cell phone number?
Yeah.
Didn't you go hat shopping with him?
Yeah.
And paid for his hat, didn't you?
So where's the backstage pass, JC?
So, maybe he was busy or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You didn't even have a ticket.
I didn't have a ticket, nothing.
So what are you doing out there?
And I just wanted to go check out the scene. I wanted to see if everybody was still loving on Justin Bieber, regardless of what's been going on in the news. And then I also wanted to see how well-versed they are in the musical history.
Yeah, because they're there to see Justin. Chances are they have great musical tastes.
I think they're very diverse musical tastes as well.
I'm sure.
And they probably, the Justin Bieber fans, to me, strike me as a group that have great historical perspective on music.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, if you love Justin, you probably also love Mozart, but you also love Duke Ellington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's deep.
So what did you ask?
So my main question to people out there was, give me your top five musical acts of all time.
Of all time.
I mean, of all. The first time somebody picked up a thing with a string.
So not in their short little young lives.
No, I told them of all time.
All right, great. Well, let's hear some of the answers.
Please. Can you give me your top five musical acts of all time?
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Justin Bieber.
All right.
All right.
So one group's going to do that. One group of girls.
Those were the girls that named him all five.
Yes. I mean, I said one group is going to name them all five, but I'm sure you found some.
I did find some girls that had some other choices.
Excellent. Let's hear.
Rihanna.
I'm Maroon 5.
Okay. Katy Perry.
Justin Bieber. Katy Perry.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Bieber.
And Britney Spears.
Michael Jackson.
Finally, somebody says freaking Michael Jackson. Where
Stop
have you been
it.
All my
Stop
life?
Stop it a second. All time.
Dude.
Of all time, Justin there's not one person there over 30.
I don't argue with any of those
I was
choices.
There for an hour.
Yeah.
And that's when I quit. Yeah. When I finally found somebody who said Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I just need the Beatles would have been good.
That was your
secret
code.
I was just waiting. That was my
code
word. That was my safe word to get out of that Justin Bieber crowd.
Well, how could you argue with any one of their points?
Really?
Britney Spears.
You can't argue that.
Very influential.
Katy Perry is one of the greatest artists of all time.
Yes,
Rolling Stones, the
and
Beatles.
Britney Spears.
You can't deny Britney's contribution. You can't.
Mozart.
I'm going to jump over the balcony.
She danced Beethoven. With a snake.
I'm not saving your ass again, dog.
I'm talking top five. I'm saying they're good people, but they're not top five of all time.
I don't know.
They're not your top five. Who are you to judge what's perfect for them?
How you going to tell me what's perfect for me?
Right? We're taking my line, y'all.
And when you're out there, you always want to talk to the dads. Because that's my main question is, like, Justin Bieber is being a kind of an idiot lately. So I want to know if the dads are still cool with Justin Bieber. So I talked to a couple dudes. Can your dad sing Justin Bieber songs? And I was like,
Baby.
Wait, you said Justin could take your daughter on a date?
Justin Bieber can take my daughter on a date anytime.
Have you seen the cheetah car?
That's okay.
Still good.
She drives fast.
Dad just wanted a little dough.
Dad's got a little dough.
Dad's got dough.
They're still good.
Jeez, so dad's rich and doesn't care if his daughter's a slut?
Wow.
Honey Badger don't care.
I can't imagine as a dad that would be okay to let your daughter date.
No,
Justin Bieber.
I would definitely not.
In fact, Hollywood.
In fact, next to I'm marrying Big Al Mack. Those might be the worst words I could ever imagine for my teenage daughter.
Yeah. My daughter could date Justin Bieber if I'm driving them around and he comes to my house and I have full supervision of him.
JC, you don't know this because you didn't go inside, but I'm still wondering if it's true.
What?
Is the loneliest place on earth the men's room at a Justin Bieber concert?
We will never know.
I got to think that there's no one in there the whole night.
The only dudes I saw there were boyfriends and dads.
Boyfriends.
And a couple.
See, even that. That's surprising.
No, my girlfriend wanted me to take her to see Pitbull, and it was the day that we came up here.
Dudes can go to Pitbull.
Pitbull, no problem. Even if Kesha is there, no problem.
Yeah.
Just
act like you don't like Kesha.
Yeah. But going to see Justin Bieber.
But did you know that Justin Bieber's not just for the little white girls?
No.
My Latina ladies also love Justin Bieber. Well,
that's because he's got some swag on him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
He never shows that side of him with all the swag.
You're right.
He doesn't try to front. That's not who he is.
No.
How do you say Justin Bieber in Spanish?
Justin Bieber?
Poor white Canadian kid.
So
I wanted to find
out with these Latina girls, I wanted to know their top five musical acts of all time, because I'm sure they would have named some people from back in our homeland, right?
Oh, from Mexico.
You know
folklorical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, something.
Yeah.
Can you give me your top five musical acts of all time? Don't screw this question up. You're Latinas. Remember that.
Justin Bieber.
All right. There's
Cody
one.
Cody Simpson. Austin Mahoon.
Austin Mahoon.
One Direction.
Mahoon.
One Direction.
I'm going to have to tell you I'm slightly disappointed.
Of all time.
Because there was no Selena in there.
And they only named four.
Not Gomez, but Selena. The Selena.
Salinas.
You know who that is?
No.
What? You don't know Selena's?
No.
Mm. What about Vicente Fernandez?
No.
Give me your Mexican cards. Give me right now.
Did you snatch them up right there?
Never had it.
If you take the Mexican card away, they're going to get deported.
What?
If you take the Mexican card away, they're going to get deported.
No, that's if you take their citizenship card away, Al.
Oh.
A little different.
Okay.
I love her top five. It's all artists who've started in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, you got Cody Simpson.
Yeah, Austin
you got
Mahone.
Austin Mahone.
Austin Mahone.
Mahone.
Blows my mind. And, of course, you got to have a drunk mom.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, like
drunk
even
moms are fun.
This lady didn't even wait to get into the concert to get blasted.
Yeah.
She was blasted walking up with a J and a B on her cheek.
She was wearing
purple Justin Bieber shirt.
Purple's his favorite color.
The J and the B were from Jim Beam.
Must have been.
I'm 38 years old, but I have two beautiful children who are very excited for the concert.
Yeah.
And we love Dish Nation.
Do you watch it?
I do watch it.
Who's your favorite?
You are.
Wow.
Can you give me your top five musical acts of all time? You should probably have one more than Justin Bieber.
Top what?
Five musical acts of all time.
Five acts?
Oh, are you drunk?
Wow.
Yes.
She's honest.
Okay. Let me see. New Kids on the Block, because they go way back to 38.
They had a bunch of hits.
Way back.
Metallica. Nirvana.
Stop it! Metallica, Nirvana, and New Kids on the Block.
Let her finish her line.
Yeah,
her
it makes
list,
sense to her.
This is like an iPod in hell.
No, that was the favorite band of ex-husband number one and ex-husband number two.
Let's go Metallica, Nirvana. Who are we going to finish it off with?
With Common Law Husband's favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, Selena Gomez.
Who?
And Selena Justin Gomez. Bieber.
Oh, I want to party with that woman right there. Don't.
Who's Sonny Gomez?
Selena.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
What is up with this human hair clothing?
A coat?
Oh, my.
Yeah, this is the weirdest thing ever. This is an English company, and they have this coat that's made of a million strands of men's chest hair. Male chest hair woven together. This designer made this coat out of 100% male chest hair. It took the team over 200 hours to weave it together. And the thing is, you know why they did it? To promote a dairy company.
Huh?
They've got a new drink called Winco. It's a chocolate milk drink for men. To get you to drink chocolate milk, put on this coat of hair.
So not only can you get a very unique and cool coat, but you got a nice smooth back for the first time ever for Zach Galifianakis. It's nice.
I wonder who volunteered chest hair for that thing. I know the men on our show couldn't have contributed.
Well, I could, but that man couldn't.
I gave all of mine.
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
And JC combined have one hair.
Thank you.
I could make a little taco meat. It'd have to be like a little mini jacket.
Short
crop top jackets.
Oh.
Maybe a vest. Or you could use my back hair.
Yeah, what about that little patch?
Man.
Oh, ow.
You can make it wiggle? Did you make your back hair wiggle?
Yeah.
It's the new twerking, Kelly, making your back hair wiggle.
I can make my back hair wiggle.
But it's really warm, though. I mean, why can't we wear coats made of animal hair? Why can't we use man hair?
Yeah, but look on the left shoulder. I think it's a little piece of a nipple ring.
Why is that man not wearing any pants?
He's not. Yeah, he doesn't have on pants.
I don't want someone else's hair close to that region.
Oh, we should make underwear out of down there hair.
No, ew. Down there underwear?
They have those, kind of. Those are Merkins.
Hold on. Set up the joke, please.
Oh.
It's a nice jacket, but I wouldn't wear it in pubic.
Yeah. That was funny, dog. That was funny. Right.
Thanks, Al.
What right. can we make out of my chest hair?
JC, you don't have much chest hair, but you could probably make a little coat for Kid Craddock.
Oh, a coat?
You could have this on your skin, sir.
A little coat.
I couldn't even make a keychain out of that.
I shaved this like 3 months ago so that it would grow even crazier, and it did.
All right, let me grab it. Here, hold on.
Don't pull it out, dude.
Why not?
Because I've been growing it for 3 months.
What do you do to make it grow?
What are you going to do? You grow it out so you can get it a perm?
You shave it.
Will you give it to me? I'm chilly.
You shave it and then let it grow.
JC, are you serious that you've been growing that for 3 months?
Yeah.
Come on.
I read somewhere that if you shave, hair grows back a little bit thicker and more plentiful.
I've heard that too, but I've also heard that it's completely not true. But in your case, apparently it's working.
I had like 2 hairs, and now...
Now you've got 2 hairs.
I don't know. I can't see because my chin's in the way.
Count them.
Those are technically not chest hairs. I'm sorry, JC. What they've done is they've wandered down from your beard. That's what that
beard.
Is.
From his what? Mm-hmm.
See, that's another sore subject.
That is not chest hair.
How is it that you're able to grow all the hair under your lip and nowhere else?
I don't know. I've just been blessed.
Is that what you call it?
Would you bless us and shave it?
My rapper name should be 2 Hair.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.